Hi everyone, I'm Mark, and I've been a senior zookeeper here for over a decade. I'm going to talk to you about what my job actually involves on a day-to-day basis, and also touch on some of the wider conservation work we do.
My day always kicks off at 7 a.m. sharp. We don't head straight to the enclosures, though some people might expect that. Instead, everyone gathers for a comprehensive briefing meeting where we discuss the schedule and any overnight developments. It's crucial that we all know exactly what the priorities are before we even put our boots on.
Once that's done, I do my rounds. You might think we just look to see if the animals are awake, but we are actually carrying out detailed welfare inspections. I check their physical condition, look at their posture, and ensure they haven't injured themselves during the night. It requires a highly trained eye to spot if something is slightly off.
Next comes food preparation. It's not just a case of throwing them some meat or leaves. We follow strict nutritional guidelines, which means calculating precise portions. The monkeys, for instance, get a specialized dietary supplement mixed into their fruit to keep their coats healthy, rather than just standard vitamins. They can be quite fussy, so we have to disguise it well.
Then there's the glamorous part, cleaning. While visitors love seeing the exotic plants, removing waste is my main priority. I also have to replace the wood shavings in the indoor pens, as straw can sometimes carry fungal spores, which are harmful to the respiratory systems of certain mammals. It's hard physical labour.
By mid-morning, we focus on animal enrichment to keep them mentally stimulated. I used to hide their food in cardboard boxes, but they figured that out too quickly and got bored. Nowadays, I prefer using a plastic puzzle for the big cats, making them work out how to reach their meat. It mimics the challenges they'd face hunting in the wild.
After lunch, my attention shifts to our conservation efforts. We are part of a global initiative protecting endangered species. Although we've had great success with rare frogs recently, our primary focus this year is the breeding program for the snow leopards, which has been incredibly rewarding. We are hoping to welcome cubs by next spring.
At 2 p.m., I usually give an educational presentation. Many visitors ask questions about the animals' natural habitats. I try to avoid just reeling off facts from a textbook. Instead, I emphasize the importance of habitat preservation, explaining how deforestation is the real threat to their survival in the wild. Educating the public is half our battle.
Later in the afternoon, the vet might drop by. We regularly monitor the animals for any signs of illness. Last week, we had to deal with a minor infection, but today we are just updating the vaccination records for the young elephants. It is a legal requirement and absolutely crucial for their immunity as they grow.
As the zoo closes to the public, you'd think we could just pack up and go home. However, every single observation made during the day must be logged. I don't just write down what they ate. I have to submit a detailed behavioural report onto the central database so other keepers know exactly what's been happening with group dynamics. Finally, before I hand over my keys, I do a perimeter check. Security guards manage the main gates, but it's my job to ensure that the perimeter fence is completely secure. Only then can I head home, knowing the animals are safe for the night.